Well, I'm actually glad that, you know, for the first time, we actually have maybe a document or a piece of paper that confirms in writing what all of us have known intuitively. And I think it's up to us how we use this, but I think it creates a great opportunity for us to start to address the fundamental issues of moving our agriculture forward. So I'm very positive and excited that we finally have a report, but I think I'm more concerned about what do we do next now that this report is out.
What should be done next, Mr. Ngoma?
Well, for starters, I think, you know, a land audit is about two things. On the one side, you want to have a comprehensive database of all the land holdings in the country, their status in terms of, you know, current operations, potential operations that could take place there. That's number one. On the other side, agriculture is about personnel. Who's sitting on that land? What assets do they have, and what is their capability? And then on the basis of that, we then need to have an enlightened approach that will then match the land to the right sort of people and make sure that whether it's 1 acre, whether it's 100 acres, or it's 1,000 acres, it's sitting in the hands of people that actually have got the capacity and the wherewithal to make the investment and to move the country's agriculture forward. I think this is an urgent matter which cannot, you know, continue to be pushed aside.
Do you see the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa taking action on this report?
Well, look, my assumption is that this is their report. They commissioned it, and I'm assuming that the reason why they commissioned it is because they wanted to do something about it. But be that as it may, I think the time has come for us as citizens to start to hold our government accountable and move them in the direction where we want to go. There is enough organized agricultural formations, civil society groups that can now step up and say, okay, this is how we can move this forward. NGOs also have the capacity to mobilize funding to make sure that a better plan is put in place on how to resolve this. So everyone must step up and make sure that we make our contribution. Government alone will not be able to do much about this, but I think the rest of our citizens can move this agenda in the right direction. Because I think, Gibbs, the choice we are facing is, do we want another generation of a food insecure Zimbabwe, or we want to change our food security issue here and now? That's the choice that we're facing. And as long as we're not addressing it in those terms, we're not going to arrive at the right decision.
Do you see any private players coming in due to this audit?
Absolutely. I mean, I can almost say without any equivocation that as I speak to you, like I said, I'm in the Netherlands. People are aware of the potential of Zimbabwean agriculture. People are willing to participate in reforming Zimbabwean agriculture. What they need is confidence. And if this audit can be used as a tool for creating confidence, I think it will attract the right kind of partners around the table to move this forward. We just need to manage the process better, and I think people will step up and make sure that we move this forward. And remember, the private sector gives does not mean companies only listed on the New York Stock Exchange. It means people like you and me. We also have a role to play, and we can play a role if the conditions are created for us to do that.